Not until Monday evening did Dr. Endrin decide, in consultation with her colleague Dr. Jonasson, that Salander's condition was stable enough for her to have visitors. First, two police inspectors were given 15 minutes to ask her questions. She looked at the officers in sullen silence as they came into her room and pulled up chairs. "Hello. My name is Marcus Erlander, criminal inspector. I work in the Violent Crimes Division here in Göteborg. This is my colleague, Inspector Modig, from the Stockholm Police." Salander said nothing. Her expression did not change. She recognized Modig as one of the officers on Bublanski's team. Erlander gave her a cool smile. "I've been told that you don't generally communicate much with the authorities. Let me put it on record that you do not have to say anything at all. But I would be grateful if you would listen to what we have to say. We have a number of things to discuss with you, and we don't have time to go into them all today. There'll be opportunities later." Salander still said nothing. "First of all, I'd like to let you know that your friend Mikael Blomqvist has told us that a lawyer by the name of Annika Giannini is willing to represent you, and that she knows about the case. He says that he already mentioned her name to you in connection with something else. I need you to confirm that this would be your intention. I'd also like to know if you want Giannini to come here to Göteborg, the better to represent you." Annika Giannini, Blomqvist's sister. He had mentioned her in an email. Salander had not thought about the fact that she would need a lawyer. "I'm sorry, but I have to insist that you answer the question. A yes or no will be fine. If you say yes, the prosecutor here in Göteborg will contact Advocate Giannini. If you say no, the court will appoint a defense lawyer on your behalf. Which do you prefer?" Salander considered the choice. She assumed that she really would need a lawyer, but having Kalle fucking Blomqvist's sister working for her was hard to stomach. On the other hand, some unknown lawyer appointed by the court would probably be worse. She rasped out a single word. "Giannini." "Good. Thank you. Now, I have a question for you. You don't have to say anything before your lawyer gets here, but this question does not, as far as I can see, affect you or your welfare. The police are looking for a German citizen by the name of Ronald Niedermann, wanted for the murder of a policeman." Salander frowned. She had no clue as to what had happened to Niedermann after he ran from the woodshed. "The Göteborg police are anxious to arrest him as soon as possible. My colleague here would like to question him also in connection with the 3 recent murders in Stockholm. You should know that you are no longer a suspect in those cases, so we are asking for your help. Do you have any idea? Can you give us any help at all in finding this man?" Salander flicked her eyes suspiciously from Erlander to Modig and back. "They don't know that he's my brother." Then she considered whether she wanted Niedermann caught or not. Most of all, she wanted to take him to a hole in the ground in Gossebäger and bury him. Finally, she shrugged, which she should not have done, because pain flew through her left shoulder. "What day is it today?" she said.
"Monday."
She thought about that.
"The first time I heard the name Ronald Niedermann was last Thursday. I tracked him to Gossebäger. I have no idea where he is or where he might go, but he'll try to get out of the country as soon as he can."
"Why would he flee abroad?"
Salander thought about it.
"Because while Niedermann was out digging a grave for me, Zalachenko told me that things were getting too hot and that it had already been decided that Niedermann should leave the country for a while."
Salander had not exchanged this many words with a police officer since she was 12.
"Zalachenko. So that's your father?
Well, at least they've worked that one out.
Probably thanks to Kalle fucking Blomqvist.
I have to tell you that your father has made a formal accusation to the police stating that you tried to murder him. The case is now at the prosecutor's office, and he has to decide whether to bring charges. But you have already been placed under arrest on a charge of aggravated assault for having struck Zalachenko on the head with an axe."
There was a long silence. Then Modig leaned forward and said in a low voice,
"I just want to say that we on the police force don't put much faith in Zalachenko's story. Have a serious discussion with your lawyer so we can come back later and have another talk."
The detectives stood up.
"Thanks for your help with Niedermann," Erlander said.
Salander was surprised that the officers had treated her in such a professional, almost friendly manner. She thought about what the Modig woman had said. There had to be some ulterior motive, she decided.